This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
No, nine is closer to 12. Okay.
No, it's not. 1 month. For okay. 9 months? That's not a whole year.
So we're having this weird discussion about sick days and vacation. I just noticed that I haven't taken vacation this year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, that's weird.
We've noticed.
How do I take
vacation? We can feel it.
Am I tense? Here's the thing.
Let's go to the text line.
Text into 51059 if you think I need a vacation. I mean, we don't have any. Ever since they gave us unlimited vacation here, We don't take it.
They're calling our bluff.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. There's something hidden with it where it's like, take as many days as you want. You're like, okay, cool, thanks. And then it's the end of the year and you haven't used a single one.
Well, there are studies on this because if they give you 14, let's say you have 14 vacation days and you've used 10, then you go, oh, well, I'm using my last four. So you'll take them just no matter what because you don't want to lose
you
them.
Figure out you how to use them.
Or you just sit at home and go, well, I'm not letting them burn. But if you have unlimited, then those four extra ones aren't sitting there. So then you only take vacation when you need it. Which is ends up being less, like Aaron's saying.
Hmm. Dude, none of us have like.
Yeah,
we've taken like one. I took a day the same day you did. You took your wife to the mountains. I took my son to Omaha.
Yeah. Like, Who would ever think I would have a better vacation than you?
That is really strange. But like, Aaron takes more vacation than any of us.
That's not true.
Well, he took all that time off recently.
Yeah, when my sister died.
I love teeing you up to say that to me. No, it's probably one of the most painful things I can do.
It's fine. But I did go to Disneyland in like February, but that was a family trip because that was my sister's like last trip. So it's like still a vacation.
But you're going to London.
Yeah.
The other thing that I found out, and your HR wife would know this, Tiac, if they do unlimited vacation time, then when they fire you, they don't owe you vacation days.
That's another thing. Yep. They're definitely getting you two ways. I know all this from my wife because she works in HR. That's statistically, you employees use less vacation and then they don't have
and
to pay
out. And they don't owe you anything when they fire you.
Because you're not accruing any.
Right.
So it's not yours. It's unlimited.
I've been here forever and I had like my sick day accrual and my vacation day were I'm a 4 week a year guy. I get 4 weeks.
Wow.
I've taken zero. Yeah. What in the but yeah. I am the person.
Well, there is another thing with the sick days too. Sorry to interrupt, but that the sick days they don't. Different states are different, but they don't have to pay out sick days. So that's why they're like, oh, you want?
Yeah, they don't.
1,000 sick days a year? Sure, I don't.
Because I think last time when it was on our checks, I had like 360 sick days. I was like, I'll see you guys in 27.
Yeah.
Right. Like, what?
I mean, even now, got a head cold, I'm here.
I know, and you're driving me nuts.
You mock me a lot, and I don't like it.
It's like, you know, Aaron's on the show, which is amazing, and like, it's great, but like, at least there's other people talking to like, keep everybody from noticing how bad it is. But
I'm when not that bad.
There's people out there stuck on 225 at Islip going, I wonder what's going on, and here's Aaron going, all right, so bad, so bad, so bad.
That's rude,
Bob. And I'm like, stop saying Bob. You're like, I'm saying Bob. I'm like, you are saying Bob.
I am not.
M-O-M, say it, Bob. M-O-M, say it.
No.
You can't. Okay, but the story that got us talking in the first place, that got us talking about is 9 close to 12, which is so stupid, is who's not, Gen Z's not taking their sick days.
No, Gen Z is taking their sick
Gen
days.
Gen Z is, yeah. The rest of us aren't.
Well, yeah, Gen Z takes an average of 14.3 sick days a year, which is more than one a month. And baby boomers take 8.9, so about 9 sick days a year, which is almost once a month.
No, it's not.
Is what
not.
I said. Almost once a month, which seems like a lot. I'm surprised that baby boomers are taking that much sick days, because that seems often.
Well, I'm not a boomer. What am I? I'm an X?
I think, yeah, you're an X.
I'm an X. Does it say what X are doing?
No. I used no. to. Or millennials.
I feel like.
I feel like we're not. I feel like millennials aren't taking
no,
it.
No, you're closer to a Z than you are a boomer. I bet you take a lot. You don't personally. Like, the funny thing is,
I don't know that I ever have.
It is really weird.
I've had COVID like 8 times.
You'll come in and, like, at the end of a show, you're like, I wasn't bad for somebody on the tuss. What do you call it?
Yeah, I'm tuss. I'm currently tussed up, actually.
You are?
Yeah, currently. Because I would sound like Aaron if I wasn't.
So you literally just sit in the parking lot with scissor?
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Yeah. No, I do it before I drive. I do it at home.
All right, so this is the question. Enough about the sick days and the vacation days. I want to explore the true question that's been asked here. Is 9 closer to once a month than not closer to once a month? Because Aaron is so mad. She was like, so, wow, I just spent a ton.
Great, now I'm sick again.
Right. So, it, like, I tend to lean towards...
that 9 out of 12, like...
9 out of 12.
That's like, almost a full year. It's not. That's
you
would,
yes, it is.
You would pass a test with that score.
9 out of 12? Yes, you would.
It's closer to passing, closer to full than closer to than empty.
I would not consider 9, taking one sick day for 9 months to be almost a year.
Yes, what would you consider it?
11. You would have to take 11 out of the 12, like all the way.
No.
No, because this
is... 6 is obviously...
Half.
Okay. So you walk... If there's a glass sitting on the table right now at 50% capacity, what is the condition of that glass?
It is half filled.
So then he's more than half.
But it's not close. It's not almost. He said it's almost.
It is almost.
It's not almost.
It is.
You're just a couple away.
Yeah. And especially if you factor in actual people taking vacation time, too. If you get 2 weeks of vacation, now you're gone 2 weeks plus.
Yes.
You're gone 10 days plus,
yes,
14 days of sick or 9 days of sick. Like, you're gone. You're gone kind of a lot.
Well, you didn't include the vacation days at first.
No.
So.
Here's what. By the way, the answer to the cup, I'm going to ask you,
okay,
as long as we're getting philosophical, the same glass, what is it?
Is it how thirsty am I or some vague answer like that?
No, you're close.
Okay. Is it half empty or half full? I would say it's half full if I'm thirsty. If I'm not thirsty, I don't even care. Right? Isn't that the answer?
To me, it's sort of like that. To me, the answer is, what am I doing to the glass?
Okay. Like, drinking it versus... What else would you do?
Thank you. Filling it. If I walk up and I'm like, I got my pitcher and I'm the server at the restaurant. I'm like, here, would you like some water? And I fill it 50%. You'd go, hey, that's only half full. You're not saying, oh, it's half empty. I'm filling the glass. So now I've only made it half full. If... full glass and I'm like, is that half full? No, it's half empty because I've drank half of it.
That
thank you.
That makes way more sense than I
want
to admit.
And 9 is closer to 12 than not.
I'm sick.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.